Once the prospect is transformed into a client, when the sale is reached, when the sale is done, the relationship works hand in hand with the commercial officer. Another role, how the relationship coordination with commercial officer work for finalizing the commercial terms and conditions and agreement. So all the detail, the nitty-gritty, the terms and conditions and the point are being discussed through the commercial officers, and agreements are being prepared in coordination with the commercial officer. The commercial officer and the pre-sales support executive report to the business development manager, who is overall responsible and accountable for business acquisition along with the relationship manager. So as you can see that the pre-sale support executive report to the business development head. His reporting line, the pre-sales will report to the business head or business development manager, who is overall responsible for business acquisition. Ultimately, business development manager will be responsible for getting that business. And what is the relationship manager role in acquisition of the account? Now comes business development manager may focus on multi-account for acquisition. A business development work with 10 different accounts that his team of sales executives are talking. So the product manager is concerned with the implementation of example. For example, project manager, product piloting, product rollout and maintenance, customer education and training. So it's concerned with that. Project manager will be concerned with how the final project is churning out as product rollout and its maintenance. How did it churn out? It came out of the company, and then customer is being educated for few technical products. That's the role of a project manager. So relationship manager is organizational structure. How does he work? So some understanding on this we are talking. Multi-accounts. Let's talk about what? Relationship manager structure further. The role of the relationship manager is more of a coordinator. So he coordinates, as we have been seeing in different slides before, with the organization and outside with the client at the focal point. Focal point, the main attention, the main target for which the company is producing is the client. And all this relationship manager coordinates with the organization. Mission of a relationship manager, what is his target, what is his mission? To ensure every relationship manager should have this vision, should have this mission into his brain, that ensure that excellent service is provided to the particular customer in all respect. So he should be always having a mission, a vision, and implementation of that. That excellent service is provided to a particular customer in all respect. To ensure that delivery of service to the customer is consistent with the goal of the customer. The service level, the delivery of service is consistent. It is not just done for a day or when the order was complete. Consistent if the product requires a consistent delivery of service. This should be the mission. So briefly, excellent service in all respect, delivery of service consistent and to within the goals of the customer. We come to now what functions relationship manager can do. The functions of the relation manager can be based any of the following three categories. A relationship manager with the client-customer assignment on the basis of product. So if you have a client and customer who have been dealing with it, they have been given some product and he is assigned a relationship to develop, grow, sustain that one role of Second role, client assignment on the basis of geographic location. So sometimes we have got, for example, India is a huge country. We have business pockets all over India. So client assignment, you target going down to a specific geographical area of India. So that is what another relationship function. Then selective client assignment. A relationship can also pick up selective client, and so three different customer services functions, assignment of on the basis of product, on the basis of geography, and on the selective client assignment. Now, let's take one by one, product-based assignment. So manager tackles all the clients who are users or deal with a single product or a couple of products, maybe a line of product, electronic mixtures. They are making toaster. So one line of product, and then assignment of that advantage of going on the basis of product is the product knowledge of the relationship manager helps the client to learn and understand. So he would explain the motor in it, the work for so much of time, and then understand all possible aspects of the usage and benefit. So he would explain according to that, and the usage, how much you can use it and how much you need to be rested for time, so that again that electronic gadget starts working perfectly. The client gets an answer to any problem related to the product from relationship manager. So specific questions are raised dealing with one product and product based assignment. The answer is there with the relationship manager, rather than getting it through other sources. The relationship manager with the product knowledge can answer those questions. Then a product specialist relationship manager can quickly impact the client and win his short time. So you can win the client if you are specialist of that product, and the impact will be client is won. As everything, we have pros and cons. So let's see what is the disadvantage. The skill set of the relationship manager stay limited to the certain product portfolio. So this is some sort of a drawback, that skill set for the relationship manager stay limited to certain product. It will only be assigned to that type of a product. A relationship manager may develop a tendency to resist change in case there is any reassignment. So suppose someone experienced a very good knowledge on that, so he would hesitate to move and to other areas. He's hesitant. Next comes, if the market rejects the product, the relationship manager existence is redundant. So in long run, or for different changes in the market, if the product is not being accepted or loses its market value, disappears from the market, then obviously the expert or this relationship manager has to be made redundant by the company. This ultimately impact on his job. So this is another drawback or a disadvantage. Product tend to sit on the focal point, pushing the client aside. So the product become important and the client goes aside. As a result, the client loses organization attention. Some product which are like blue chips in the market, required and looked after by the market, ultimately the product become prime thing, and as a result the client loses who manufactured this becomes less important. Then important is this brand and the product, and this becomes a grave danger for the organization. So somebody should know where this product comes from, which company manufactures this. Ultimately then the company loses it, and opportunity for the competitor comes up with similar type of a product, and that focus on the company goes down. Now, client assignment on the basis of geographic location. Mind it, we are taking into different assignment base. The first we took was assignment based product. Then now we take on geographic location. It has also advantage. The relationship manager establishes the organization credibility in that geographical, which can fetch a huge business from that geographical region. So the relationship manager makes contact with the organization, he establishes contact with the credit worthiness of the organization in that particular geographical area, say the state of Tamil Nadu, and then state of Kerala or the state of Maharashtra, and can fetch huge business from that geographical region. So once you establish that product in market, you may hear from lot of salespeople, we are doing very well in Punjab, we are doing very well in Kerala, or we are doing very well in Rajasthan because we are required there for this type of a product. But we still need some support. So this is a big advantage of credibility of the product in a geographical area, allocation of assignment. Then relationship manager develops different skill to handle different type of client. So every market has a different type of client, and on the basis of that he develops some skills. He understands the nitty-gritty of the market, the characteristics of the market, and then that skills help him and becomes him conversant with the varied customer psychology and behavior. So they understand the need of and the psychology and the behavior of that geographical customer. Especially the products, I'm talking now about the international products which comes into international market. Certain markets have a different view of a product. So a customer who is used to Arab market, or say one who has lived in Europe, would understand the psychology and the behavior of that particular market. So lot of people who are into relationship manager position, they are expert in a particular geographical limit, and they very proudly put this into their resume. I have worked in Arab market, I worked in Europe market, I worked with American and Canadian market, I worked with the Chinese market. Every market has a different psychology, different behavior, and that is a development and advantage for assignment based on the geographical location. Again, the other side of the coin, the disadvantages. Covering too many customers at a time does not lead to satisfaction of all of them. In most cases, if you deal too many of them, you cannot lead to satisfaction of all of them. There will be an area of somewhere dissatisfaction. If there are number of products along with customer, then the relationship manager finds it difficult to master the product and customer as well. So if there are a huge amount of product, then it becomes difficult for the relationship manager in a particular geographical area to master the product. Attending too many clients lead to superficial relationship lacking. So you develop a cosmetic relationship, not a genuine concern. A cosmetic relationship is that you just show that you are concerned, but it is not genuine. Now, the third part, selective client assignment. Picking up the client on selected client basis, the third category of it. For large business houses, the relationship manager is assigned few clients on a selective basis. What is the advantages? Client acceptance helps a partner to work in a collaborative mode. So that's a big advantage. Clients accept because it's based on selective assignment. This gentleman, this person, this particular relationship manager is going to work for me, so client accept. Then a client gets maximum attention because he or she knows there's a dedicated partner in, and the relationship for both the organization and the relationship built, developed is improved. What are the disadvantages in selective client assignment? What are the disadvantages? The organization may lose the relationship manager to the competitor or to the client. This we hear from time to time. Lot of competitor hire a good relationship manager. So ultimately, the growth of that relationship manager, whatever the investment to that relationship manager, is just taken over by somebody else who is a competitor to that product. So selective client assignment is this big disadvantage. Many a time when relationship managers are hired, there is a very specific clause mentioned in their appointment letter to cover up this disadvantage element. You cannot work for competition for the next X number of months or years. Ultimately, to protect the interests of the organization for which the relationship manager has worked. And it becomes difficult to remove relationship manager from the routine job and assign another responsibility. Excuse me. That becomes very difficult because the relationship manager has picked up certain qualities and he may not like to do another routine job and another responsibilities. So we move further. We are now looking into role of a relationship manager, and here it goes now for it is vital that the relationship manager has the authority to make or suggest changes to the arrangement. As we have said in the beginning itself, certain authority is given. So the relationship manager has an authority to make or suggest changes. He would come up with his learning or her learning of the market and come up with certain changes to the arrangement. If a particular system is going on, which is quite a monotonous, with the relationship manager feel, so he can come and suggest for a changes. And mind it, there are many organizations, they give weightage to this suggestion. And they, whatever the working practices, which may not be very rightly going, relationship manager has to see that he can suggest to make changes. He makes that the communication line is never dropped, which is most important thing in continuity and the growth of any business. The communication should flow. The contact itself to ensure that the relationships are safeguarded. So when the continuity flows, when a communication is there, when the ultimate goal of retaining the customer is retained, then it is ensured that all relationships are safeguarded. Relationship manager is not a salesperson. We have said this. I've identified this. He's not a salesperson who completes the sales transaction as moves on to the further. So once a relationship manager role is to just not ensure I'm done with it. No, the relationship manager, he must demonstrate commitment to important relationship, as the statement suggests. Again, we continue reading about relationship manager role. Following are the essential of a relationship manager. It is expected out of a relationship manager that he understands the client business requirement. Obviously, the business requirement of a client should be well understood. Relationship manager, though point of contact, but what are the requirements of a business? That is must be understood by the relationship. He is an advisor to the client. from his expertise, his knowledge, his experience, he must suggest to the client that, look, this is the way you are doing. I think this is the better way. He works, she works as an advisor. Knowledge about the internal and external sources of the client. So he knows how does his client is moving around about the business activities. What are the external sources? What are the internal sources? How limited the client is? And help client in short term and long term planning for resources and develop interpersonal relationship. Very important thing, developing an interpersonal relationship. We are all human beings. We have relationship, interpersonal relationship that should be developed in purely professional business mannerism. So, important responsibilities of a relationship manager: encouraging an atmosphere of trust. He must encourage that the trust is built. There is openness and communication and an attitude based on working together and share objective. You should be focused in working and sharing the objectives. Proactively looking for ways to improve. Continuously keep thinking. Continuously using his thinking cap and continuously looking for how I can improve the relationship. A constant ongoing duty. Ensuring that all stakeholders in the arrangement feel that they are involved. Everybody should feel who is in the link, all other stakeholders, like we said, the consumer, the employee, the product manager, the business head, all that they are involved, they are part, they are required. This is encouraging them. This is important responsibilities. And their views are important and they are acted upon. Any comment given, be it is a person, if it is in the interest of the organization, it should be acted upon. Important responsibilities, again continue. Establish and manage a communication framework and ensure that it is used effectively. So, establishing a communication framework, how to communicate, timely meetings, interaction, time-to-time suggestion, welcoming views and opinion is establishing a communication framework. It is not a dictatorial scenario. It is everybody's opinion is taken. Manage a communication flow between the provider and the customer. So that communication should continuously flow also. That flow literally means it is whoever provides that as to end user should ultimately benefit. Ensuring communication at all level from P to the P. P means a person who is having some weightage, who is a responsible person, who is an expert. So from one expert to another expert. Managing dispute resolution process. One area which has very no tolerance is a dispute. You cannot leave any dispute unresolved. The dispute should be resolved, and managing that is the role and responsibility of relationship manager. Then advising customer about its role for smooth resolving. Customer should feel, yes, action is being taken. It may take 2 days or a 3 days or maybe a week, but you have to inform. Again, communication link plays a very important role. Just you think and you perceive that you are taking action, customer not aware, so advise customer. Resolving the tension situation between the customer and organization. There may arise a situation which could lead to unwanted tension or tension, from one end. So resolving that and reduce communication gap. The moment communication gap happens, then the whole talk remains unsolved, unresolved. The communication gap should not be there. It should be minimized if possible or reduced and removed. So important responsibility, again going, establish rapport, establish good working atmosphere and understanding with senior management of the client. So if there are somebody who is more than to whom you are dealing in a person, then you must provide us rapport with that. Good understanding, good acceptance. Promoting and partnering, concept and share mutual advantages with the organization and client. So promote all mutual benefit for organization and client, which could bring both client and organization to feel they are happy, they are winning. Monitoring workflow regularly from company to the client. So workflow should also be monitored. No time is wasted. No economic losses happen. Workflow goes smoothly, regularly from company to client. And maintaining quality service, quality work and quality responses to and fro. So quality at no level should be compromised. Quality of service, quality of work and quality of responses. Well, here we come to again a conclusion of this chapter. Thank you once again for listening to me. Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah talking to you.